Hi, welcome to Bookie. Today we will unlock the book Women Who Love Too Much by Robin Norwood. Samantha sat alone in her quiet living room, surrounded by stacks of self-help books that promised to provide her with the answers she desperately sought. For as long as she could remember, Samantha had been drawn to relationships that were filled with chaos, drama, and constant turmoil. She couldn't understand why she always seemed to end up with men who were emotionally unavailable, unreliable, and ultimately caused her pain. One evening, while flipping through yet another self-help book, Samantha's eyes landed on the title that would change her life forever, Women Who Love Too Much by Robin Norwood. Intrigued, she grabbed the book and settled into her favorite armchair. Little did she know that within the pages of this book lay the insights, strategies, and understanding she needed to break free from her self-destructive patterns. As Samantha dove into the book, she found herself captivated by Norwood's compassionate and knowledgeable voice. The author shared real-life stories that Samantha could easily relate to, stories of women who, just like her, had an insatiable need to fix, rescue, and save their partners, despite the cost to their own well-being. One particular story struck a nerve with Samantha. It was the tale of Emily, a successful businesswoman who seemed to have it all together on the surface. But behind closed doors, Emily was trapped in a toxic relationship with a man who constantly belittled her, cheated on her, and made her feel unworthy of love. Yet, despite the pain and humiliation, Emily couldn't find the strength to leave. She was convinced that if she just loved him enough, he would change. Samantha could see herself in Emily's story. She, too, had clung desperately to the hope that her love could somehow transform her partners into the Prince Charming she so desperately longed for. Tears welled up in Samantha's eyes as she realized the futility of her efforts and the toll it had taken on her own sense of self. In Women Who Love Too Much, Norwood expertly and compassionately unraveled the complex web of emotions that kept women like Samantha and Emily trapped in unhealthy relationships. She offered practical advice on how to break free from the patterns of codependency, set healthy boundaries, and find the love and respect they truly deserved. With each turn of the page, Samantha felt a growing sense of hope and empowerment. She saw herself reflected in the stories of other women, and more importantly, she saw the possibility of a brighter future. Norwood's powerful insights and examples provided Samantha with the tools she needed to embark on a journey of self-discovery, healing, and ultimately, self-love. As Samantha closed the book, she knew that it held the key to her own transformation. She was ready to let go of the past, release her harmful patterns, and embrace a new way of loving, one that honored her worth and prioritized her happiness. The journey ahead would not be easy, but armed with the wisdom and guidance of Women Who Love Too Much, Samantha was determined to rewrite her own love story. Note, this is a fictional opening section designed to entice the reader. The book, Women Who Love Too Much, by Robin Norwood, does contain real-life stories and practical advice on codependent relationships, but the specific details and examples in this opening section are fictional. In the upcoming text, we will explore the top three crucial concepts discussed in this book. 1. Women who constantly seek love and validation from unavailable or unhealthy partners are often driven by deep-seated issues of low self-esteem and codependency. 2. By recognizing their own patterns, setting boundaries, and prioritizing self-love and self-care, women can break free from destructive relationship patterns and find genuine happiness and fulfillment. 3. True love starts with loving oneself first, and healing from past traumas and negative patterns is a crucial step towards creating healthy, balanced relationships. This codependent behavior stems from a deep-seated fear of abandonment and a desire to feel needed and indispensable. These women find themselves trapped in a cycle where they constantly put their partner's needs above their own, which only serves to reinforce their negative self-image and feelings of unworthiness. Moreover, societal and cultural expectations play a significant role in perpetuating this pattern. From a young age, women are often taught that their value is tied to their ability to be in a relationship and take care of others. They are conditioned to believe that their worth is determined by their ability to be selfless and make sacrifices for their partner. This toxic belief system leads women to believe that their happiness lies solely in making their partner happy, regardless of the consequences to their own well-being. In the book, Norwood explores the different forms of unavailable and unhealthy partners that these women often find themselves attracted to. Some may be emotionally detached, unable to form deep emotional connections or express love and affection openly. Others may be physically or emotionally abusive, constantly tearing down their partner's self-esteem to maintain power and control over them. These partners feed off the vulnerability and low self-esteem of these women, exploiting their insecurities for their own gain. The author emphasizes that breaking free from this pattern requires a deep introspection and a commitment to self-care. Women who love too much must learn to value and prioritize themselves, recognizing their own worth independent of their partner's validation. They must challenge their negative beliefs about themselves and develop a healthy sense of self-esteem that is not reliant on external factors. Additionally, setting boundaries and learning to say no becomes crucial in breaking free from the cycle of codependency. These women must learn to identify what they truly need and want in a relationship and establish clear boundaries to protect their own well-being. This may involve seeking therapy or support groups to navigate through the complex emotions and challenges that come with breaking free from these patterns. Ultimately, the key takeaway from Women Who Love Too Much is that healing and self-discovery are possible for these women. However, it requires a deep commitment to oneself and a willingness to confront and challenge deeply ingrained beliefs and behaviors. By addressing the root causes of low self-esteem and codependency, these women can pave the way for healthier, more fulfilling relationships and a greater sense of self-worth.